Hello, and thanks for listening to JoJo's Bizarre Podcast. My name is
Mark. Can you hear me?
Yes, Miles, we were already talking. I am joined by Miles.
Good.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey there. I am also joined by Jackie. Hello.
Hi.
Acting like Jackie and I aren't in the same room right now.
Hi.
Jackie, can you hear me?
It's been so long. Hi.
Since Jackie and I talked. This is a podcast.
Can you hear me? Hello?
About JoJo's. I'm ignoring you. About JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the TV anime that we're all caught up on. And due to research I was doing, I know that we've been caught up on the JoJo anime since April of 2023. And while we wait for more JoJo news that I hope we get in 2024, I don't know. But we've been watching other anime. And this week we are continuing a show that we decided to check out. We're going to talk about episodes 4, 5, and 6 of Bocchi the Rock, which we'll do in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you about our Patreon. I know you're thinking that you haven't sold me on anything. I don't know that you even watch the show you say you watch. But listen, this is an independent, best anime podcast of New Jersey. We've decided with very little research.
I don't live there.
Well, you're still here in spirit, Miles. It's in your...
That's true.
It's in your Twitter handle, which means nothing anymore. But yeah, we could use your help, and we don't even need a lot of help. I'm not saying, look, everyone listening, give us $20 a month. That would be insane. If you go to patreon.com/JJBpod, you can support us for just a few bucks a month. You can even do $1 a month. That's cool. That's helpful. Maybe you want to make a point. I don't know. You can do that. Get access to our Patreon feed, which includes Miles' almost weekly newsletter about the pop culture references we make on this show. Some bonus content that is deleted from the main podcast feed. And more.
Last week, I just sent out my 10 favorite albums of 2023.
I think that's cool. Yeah. I have not listened to 10 albums. In a year. For $3 a month, you get the same feed, but we will also thank you out loud on the podcast, which we'll do in just a second, because I also want to tell you that if for even just 1 month, you give us 15 bucks, we will do an anime episode. We will do an anime. We'll make anime. No, we'll do an episode of this podcast on the anime that you tell us to watch. So if there's something you think we missed, something you think everyone missed, and you want to make us spread the good gospel on your favorite show, you can do that at patreon.com/JJBpod.
What website?
patreon.com/JJBpod.
Oh, okay.
Let's say some thank yous.
Wait, should we get a phone number?
No.
All right.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So thank you so much, Chad.
Christian.
Aquosus.
Martin.
Tim.
The stand formerly known as Austin.
No. Stand user.
Oh, I'm sorry. The stand user formerly known as Austin.
Mirror Man. Oh, no. I keep... Mark doesn't exist. I'm sorry.
Mirror Man.
Kenny.
Bloof.
Katie.
Jumbo.
Lord Zendar.
Kasun.
Soliloquy.
Dalton.
Daniel.
I love JoJo. Ooh woo.
Hentai homie.
Shun.
And Colin.
Woo.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Colin. Thanks, everybody in between.
Yeah. Everyone is important, even if you're not at the beginning or the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my philosophy on life. Folks, we also have an email if you want to send us messages about the show we announce way too late on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @JJBpod. But if you want to email us thoughts on a show we're going to watch or a show we already covered or want to make a recommendation, you can write to jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com. It's the one place we're not JJBpod because some psycho already took that handle, I think. Who knows what they meant?
Should we get them?
Good verb. yes, we should. But yes, before we talk about more Bocchi the Rock, we're going to take a look at our 2023 anime.
It's time to reflect.
It's time to look back and have a moment of silence.
We never reflect anime on this podcast, by the way.
We usually don't reflect. In fact, we have goldfish-style memories. And the way...
Which we'll find out soon.
We're going to find this out because I have a list of a lot of different anime here that we watched in 2023. And I like to think that I have the better memory about JoJo details and what anime we've watched. But I will tell you that I did not have perfect recall on all of these titles I'm going to give to you. But I looked some of them up because I was worried I would feel bad if none of us remembered what these were about. So first of all, how many... Reminder that, okay, we watched the final, like, core, or whatever they call it, the final run of Stone Ocean in 2023.
Okay.
So that took up about 3 months or so. Other than that, how many, or including JoJo, how many anime, different anime do you think we watched last year?
Let's see. I'm going to say, I'm going to lowball and say 30.
Jackie, what do you think?
Are you going to guess two, Mark?
I already know. I counted.
Oh.
I have the list.
31.
No, Jackie, you unfortunately went the wrong way. We watched 29 different anime.
Oh. Whoa.
Yes, yes. Because remember, you know, we watched JoJo and then we watched a bunch of Galactic Heroes.
We did watch a lot of Galactic Heroes.
Yeah, yeah, there's some other stuff we watched a bunch of too. But let's go through it. Let's see what we remember about them and if we liked them. And let's think about... I tried to figure out a way to make this like... If there weren't new anime we were going to watch, if we were just going to continue... If are any of these animes one day maybe will continue types of anime?
Okay.
Or are they all... Let's leave
like
that.
Like for the pod or personally?
Either way.
Okay.
All right. So number one, this was before Stone Ocean came back. It was like the very beginning of January. Sweet Blue Flowers.
No idea what that was. No, don't remember it.
Aoi no Hana.
Aoi Hana, yeah. Blue Flowers.
Was that the one about with really... It was really... animated in a really cool way? No, this was the trans one.
No, but you're kind of close because it is queer. It's
this is from the Miles era.
No, I don't think so.
January?
I do think so.
Sweet Blue Flower. I thought that's the one where it's the lesbian and but her friend is like asexual.
Oh, you
right? Isn't that the one where like her other friend like might be into girls, but she's sort of like, I don't really care about romance at all. I'm pretty sure we were back and talking.
I remember this one. I saw it. I vaguely remember.
I'm pretty sure me and Anna did this one.
Hmm.
And I think you're describing it incorrectly.
Oh. Or maybe we watched it but didn't do the pod with you.
Let me look it up.
Maybe. But I've looked it up and I'm pretty sure it's the one me and Anna did.
If he's describing it incorrectly, then maybe not.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm thinking of something else. Yeah, I think I'm thinking of a different show that we watched for Pride.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking of.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, do you know what the name of the one I'm thinking of?
No, I have no idea.
Fuck. Let's see here.
But you guys weren't back yet for Sweet Blue Flowers.
Bloom Into You, yes.
Bloom Into You is the one I'm thinking of.
These lesbians and their flower metaphors.
So what's Sweet Blue Flowers? What's that one?
Sweet Blue Flowers is these two childhood friends get reunited in high school. Although they go to different high schools, they happen to be like on the same train route and their relationship develops.
Oh.
And we watch this because Anna specifically requested a gay anime.
Okay.
Oh. Do you remember liking it? Would you rewatch it in the hypothetical free time island?
I did not finish it, and Anna spoiled the whole thing for me.
Right.
So after that, I was not interested.
Why? Because you didn't like the ending?
With an anime like that, I like the people have to get together or it's a waste of time.
This is where Miles realized that, that he's an adult and the will they won't they thing is boring.
Okay.
Right after that, though, we did come back to the pod and we watched JoJo Stone Ocean.
Right.
I do remember that.
From like mid-January through April. You guys remember this one, right?
Right. Because that, so we were still on like parental leave for a little bit and then, and then we came back to watch JoJo's, to finish JoJo's.
Yeah, too soon, but we did it.
It was okay. We made it work.
We made it work. Look, I'll keep watching. They do, if they do part seven, hell yeah. I'm there. It's got elements you guys don't even know that I'm excited to see.
I hope they do part seven.
They gotta do part seven.
All right, do you think we'll get new anime in this calendar year?
No.
I think maybe we'll hear that an announcement is coming this year.
We'll get an announcement for an announcement.
Yeah.
No, I think we might even get a trailer by the end of 2024.
Yeah, yeah. Because first we need to hear that like they're working on it, and we don't know that they're working on it,
we
right?
No, I don't think we have any idea.
Yeah, so we don't know that they're working on it. So first we need to know that they're working on it. Then they need to, I don't know, tease it a little bit, and then eventually they'll give us a date, but that's going to be like a year from now, at least.
Yeah, I hope they don't do it like Stone Ocean, where there was like an announcement of a trailer that I stayed up late for.
Mm-hmm.
Like stream my reaction to it, and I gotta find the VOD of that, because I just remember making very disappointed faces while zooming into my face with my
why there was
my
no
camera.
Trailer what was it?
It was like they were gonna do an announcement, but like they didn't have a new trailer, they didn't have like new footage or something. They showed like the trailer they already showed, and then they did like an interview with the cast or something, but you know, they're just like, I hope you look forward to watching it, you know, that very Japanese thing. But we're like, we want more information, god damn it. Sorry, I'm texting my father.
Tell him I said hello.
No. My dad texted my brother and I, and he said, watching Oppenheimer. And I said, ooh, Killers of the Flower Moon is on Apple TV.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I believe it is now.
But like free?
I don't think so. I doubt it. Because listeners, this is an update for you guys maybe, and it's... Listen, it's why we need a lot more support on Patreon. Uh-huh. Jackie and I were watching The Curse, a live-action TV show that I mentioned last week. And right when a character went, look at that, we heard a loud bang and our TV ceased functioning.
Just blew up in the middle of
our
watching the show.
Our TV committed suicide. It seems like a capacitor blew or something. It's 7 years. Some of the, like... when if like a screen was white, you could see blotchiness for a long time, so I knew we need a new TV.
I didn't notice anything wrong
Jackie
with it.
Doesn't give a shit about quality at all. We could watch this shit on a Game Boy and she's like, cool,
looks great,
flashing lights. And so we have an OLED TV coming to us in the next few days. I'm excited to check out HDR. Sure, anime will probably look better on it, but
I don't know what that means. Can you tell people what OLED means?
OLED is organic light emitting diode. Okay. And it means that instead of having pixels with a backlight that sometimes creates that like bright white bleed at the bottom of screens, every LED can turn itself on or off and can dim itself. And so if there's like darkness, some of the pixels on the screen are just off. So it'll be like a true blackness. It just like better sort of levels between light and dark. It's just going to look better.
Okay. Will it sound better too? Or well, I guess we have the soundbar.
It's the same soundbar, but we got a good soundbar.
Okay.
I'm not saying we're going to watch more live action stuff. I'm not going to suddenly turn the podcast into an excuse to chew through our Blu-ray collection, but I'm going to see some good shit on there. And it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah. You got to go bigger when you get a new TV. You got to go a little bigger.
Like price-wise, going down a few inches was very attractive, but I was like, we can't do that. We can't lose inches.
True.
But we weren't going to go up to like a fucking 85 inch or whatever. We're going to go psycho. So yeah, patreon.com/JJBpod is how you help us pay for this TV. Our listeners are way smarter and have more self-respect than that. They're like, we're not doing that. We're not giving you money for a big fucking TV. Anyway. So we talked about sweet blue flowers and the people that kill under their moon. After JoJo, we watched a few episodes of Komi Can't Communicate.
Oh, really? That was last year?
Yes.
Wow.
Spring of last year. Do you guys remember that show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay.
It's nice that its premise is the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it easy to remember.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Miles, it sounds like you said it was okay. You wouldn't continue it.
Nah.
I don't know if I would. It's kind of cute, but maybe it's just cute and it's not
I don't think
enticing.
I had strong feelings about it, so.
Okay. The show after that was Lycoris Recoil.
I don't know, man.
No memory of the show.
It's not Lycoris Walk. I remember the title because
Shout
it reminds
to
me.
Temple University.
Because it reminds me of Lycoris Walk.
No, Lycoris Recoil is where it's an all-female group of assassins, but our main character gets like kicked out of the elite squad because she acted recklessly, and then she joins this like sort of small group where they pretend they're a cafe during the day, but really they're like a separate assassin group.
Okay, yeah, I don't care.
Oh, I remember.
I think
the show is cute, but not enough for me to keep watching.
And I think like one of the characters wears like a big mascot costume at one point. Do you guys remember that?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
And it turns out she's a little girl who's a hacker, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's that show. Okay. Then we watched the prequel movie for Legend of the Galactic Heroes and then periodically revisited the show.
Yeah. I liked Legend of the Galactic Heroes. That movie was probably not worth watching. I don't really remember.
I'm glad
we watched the movie to say
we watched it, but the show was better.
The show was better.
Yeah, yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I guess it's not that it wasn't worth watching. It just was, I don't know. I had an okay impression of it, but then I had a much better impression of it when we started watching the show.
Yeah. But you don't like the filler.
Yeah. Well, with filler.
You don't like the stuff that's from the side novel where it's about like, they go to like a banquet.
Yeah, there's like one or two episodes that I like
that shit.
I don't care.
You do?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, it's such a long show. There is some filler.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Do you guys remember the show Dr. Stone?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, is that the one? Is that the one where they're back in time? No, they're not back in time. Everything is stone. Is that the one where everything is stone? And they go to the future. They're basically in the future.
Not
because
everything.
They're frozen in stone, and then two yes. bros unfreeze mm-hmm. themselves. And the one yes. guy, like, got frozen when he was trying to ask this girl.
Yes.
That he liked her.
You got
confess
it.
Confess to her, or whatever. I think I like that one. I think it got. There was something about it that changed. I think at first it seemed to be more survivalist, and then later it started to become something else, maybe more monster.
They had this guy who's like extremely strong, but also a genius. That's like where we stopped watching, like
yeah.
episode 3. I didn't like that. Okay, after that was Blood Blockade Battlefront.
No idea. BBB.
Yeah, I don't remember.
This show's crazy, and I do want to revisit it because it's by the Trigun author. And it's like, this guy gets like, he gets like superhuman sight, but he didn't realize he was doing like a monkey's paw thing and his sister went blind.
Oh, okay.
And he's like a journalist. He's like an indie journalist. He moved to a new city and he gets sucked into this like, I think he joins a group where they fight like monsters
okay, now I remember it.
And terrorists. And every time an enemy shows up, they get like a little title screen.
Yeah.
And there's something about hamburgers. There's some episode where he keeps sharing hamburgers with some alien. I don't know. It's got a lot of aliens.
Not for me, Mark.
I liked it.
Yeah, not for me.
All right, next one is Yuri on Ice.
I would. I wouldn't be opposed to watching more of it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I remember
because
it's
only one season, right?
I think so.
Then probably.
I think I did like it. I do think I thought they like got close really fast, which was surprising to me. But it's funny that I kind of forgot we watched it because someone mentioned it. And it was in that H-Bomber plagiarism video. Mm. And I was like, man, I still haven't seen that show. And then
really?
Like 10 minutes later, I was like, wait, I saw that show.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't say that out loud because I was sitting right next to you watching that video.
Thank God I didn't say it out loud. After that, we watched Blue Lock.
No, mm-mm. No way.
No idea.
It's the
I remember it, but I would never keep watching it. I didn't like it.
Oh, okay. You don't remember it, Jackie?
I don't remember it. Which one is
it? It's the soccer battle royale, like survival.
Oh, I think we started to watch more of it.
We got episode 6 or something like that.
And then I was like, okay, Mark, I understand why. There was something about it that you didn't like. And then after watching a couple more episodes, I was like, okay, I get it.
I didn't really like the battle royale format. And it was a little bit silly to me that it's like, okay, they're not dying.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, you can't play for the national team ever again. I was like, this is stupid. Why would this exist?
I like battle royale shows, I think.
Yes.
I think I like that genre. Speaking of, I watched the Squid Game reality show and it's pretty good. If you like. Mm. Nobody dies. Because they can't, you can't make a reality show where people for the stakes are that high. But it's
shouldn't
still like,
they, though?
I forget, what is it? I forget how many million dollars you can win in that show. Is it like 8 million?
It's a stupid amount of money.
It's a stupid amount of money for one person to win. And so I thought it was good. It could have been better. There's things about it I would change. But a battle royale-ish reality show where you're kind of encouraged to screw each other over, I'm into.
You know, I think that they could have done a reality show where people die if they did it during COVID. Mm. And they just had like the cast and crew was all people who like didn't believe COVID was real, refused to take precautions. And then you just see who survives.
But then, okay.
I think that would be...
Yikes.
You could do that. And it would not be depressing. I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't watch it, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd watch
like,
it either.
I'd protest people would be protesting the studio or whatever, whoever produced it. Yeah, Battle Royale. I like Battle Royale stuff. I probably would still keep watching that show, even though like it did get kind of stupid. Sometimes stupid.
I also just didn't understand the characters. Like there was that one guy who had a bad injury but wanted to keep playing, and he was explaining his whole philosophy. This was after the podcast episodes. And I was like, I don't really get what the fuck he's talking about.
Anyway, sometimes stupid stuff is fun, so that's why I would
keep
watching it.
One Piece, Miles, you were not on the pod, were you, or were you?
No, I was there for this.
You were there for this one. Yeah, we watched extremely late stage One Piece episodes.
One Piece is the pirate anime.
Pirate anime.
And we had a guest.
Too
right?
late stage.
Shannon Sturchi was on.
Oh, good
She's
guess, though.
One Piece enthusiast, yes.
Would I watch more of it? I think I would watch select episodes, but I wouldn't watch the entire series. It's just too much.
It's just too much. Netflix is doing their own anime of it now.
Mm.
They're riding the wave of their live action being well received.
Mm.
And I think they're just going to do like one arc, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I told my coworker this and I was like, but isn't that cool? Because a lot of people say the anime sags or it has too much filler. And he was like, these people don't know what they're talking about. You got to just watch the whole thing.
Okay.
And I was like,
I can't do that.
I don't know, man. I don't know about all that.
There's probably like they did this, somebody did this for Sailor Moon. Probably someone does this for every anime where there's like a list of like, okay, here are all the essential episodes. Here are the ones that you can skip.
I think people made their own edit even of One Piece. I think there's
their own edit.
I think they just
They're like, okay, we can keep episode 20, but let me just like chop it off to get rid of like the B story or whatever.
Possible. People love that shit. They did that with Star Wars too. You can find like people piece together the original cuts that you can download because you can't technically get them anymore. Mm. Or there's like a watch order where you watch some of the main and then go back to the prequels and then I don't know. Anyway, Evangelion has that too. Then we watched Oshinoko.
Sounds familiar.
You do remember? What are you doing, Miles? Don't look it up.
I am looking it up.
No, so you don't remember?
I don't remember. That's why I'm
looking
it up.
You guys don't remember this insane show. We watched one episode because it was 90 minutes long.
Well, which one was it?
It's the one where it's about a gynecologist who finds out one of his patients is an idol.
Oh, it's that one.
That he had
worshipped. That was one long episode?
Then he gets murdered and reincarnated as one of her children.
Yeah.
And then I realize I'm spoiling the show, kind of. So I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, we saw that. I remember that. I guess I would keep.
I think we may have watched one episode ourselves.
Yeah, I think we
one
kept
or
watching
two
it.
After.
You and I kept watching,
but you
it
didn't
a little bit.
Love it. I
yeah,
don't know.
I think that these... what I liked about it was the. I didn't like the little kid stuff. I like the.
Well, the babies are super unrealistic.
Yeah, that's
yes.
True. I would have liked it more if it was just about like a gynecologist trying to figure out what to do with his situation.
A vagina. Oh.
Yeah.
I have a hard time feeling the stakes of an isekai. I'm just like, well, it's not the real world.
But it is the real world.
It feels extra like it's not the real world.
But it is the real world, but he's reincarnated.
Yeah. It's too much for me to care about.
Shit, I don't know if we can talk about this, because...
Spoilers. You can edit in,
I'll just say, jump ahead here.
Mm.
But yeah, I thought it was interesting, and I trust the Kaguya-sama guy to keep writing an interesting story. I hear it just mostly showcases like the perils of fame and, you know, people being weird fans, and I do think that stuff is interesting, like stalkers for idols or whatever. And former guest of the show, Koki, I think she does like a really minor voice, but she does a voice in like episode 7 or 8 or something. So there's that. To see if we could spot. After that, we watched My Neighbor Totoro.
Never heard of it.
I do remember that one.
Yeah, their mom is sick, so they move with their dad out to some remote part of the country, right?
Yeah.
And there's a giant bear cat thing that's
in
like
the woods,
spirit of the forest.
The forest is your friend sometimes.
Sometimes. There's a cat bus.
There's no way we could watch more of it if we wanted to, right?
That's true. We could continue to watch Miyazaki movies. Are we going to ever watch another Miyazaki movie?
Yes.
Okay. We watched...
Yeah, I watched one on New Year's Day.
Oh, which one?
On New Year's Eve.
What'd you watch?
The one in theaters right now. The Boy and the Heron.
Oh, The Boy and the Heroine. Right. Sad.
No.
Is that the one, The Boy and the Heroine, is that where it ends with Born Slippy? You know, when Ewan McGregor's in it?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking
That's Trainspotting.
Trainspotting, which did have a sequel a few years ago.
That doesn't sound at all like...
The Man and the Heroine.
Okay.
It was the young men and the heroine. Dun, 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 dun. Trigun Stampede, we watched after My Neighbor Totino's Pizza Rolls.
That was pretty cool, actually.
Oh, I'm glad you think that, because I want to see more of it.
I just remember... What do I remember about Trigun? I just remember that there's the three gun...
Like, he's got three guns.
But... But didn't we watch two different Triguns in the past, right?
Years ago we watched the Trigun that Miles and I remember.
Okay.
From the late 90s.
And this is a newer Trigun.
This was like by the 3D animation studio. Vash has a low taper fade or whatever you call it.
Oh, right.
He's got the short side.
I think they tried to make it like cooler and a little like more grown up kind of.
Like they dropped the humor much quicker. Like it gets adult and gory way quicker, which was like... Okay, in some ways they got the tone that comes out in the late manga, but they did it really abruptly. So, I don't know. Because it's a rare case where I read the whole manga, I do want to see it. And they are doing season 2.
I guess I would watch it for this podcast, but not like if I had to choose so here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's kind of weird saying I would watch something for this podcast when like anybody can just Patreon make us watch something that I don't
you would watch it if one of us suggested to continue it and there was no Patreon.
Yeah, if there was no Patreon and you guys were like, hey, do you guys, this is like now Mark's adding this to the to-do list when we don't have a Patreon, but I would not object to watching it without someone paying for
I wouldn't
if Mark was like, hey, do you want to watch this, and it was like my free time, I'd be like no.
It's like a funny tier list we should make. We should have that's what we should have done for a tier list. Forget letters. We just are like, would watch, enjoy on
like,
our own.
Like, would you watch on purpose by choice? Would you watch if you had, because you have to watch an anime this week, or only if someone pays you? And then like the last tier is like, even if someone paid me, I would not watch this.
I will go limp. I will refuse to move. I will go on a hunger strike to not watch more of this anime. I don't think I have anything like that, really, but... Ooh, is that true? I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to think too hard, because after that, we watched Akira. Oh, maybe this is the higher tier, would read the manga.
I am reading the manga.
And that's also because there is not more anime, so you're going to read the manga.
Or would rewatch, I guess, is another...
Would rewatch. Yeah, I mean, I'd rewatch Akira.
I would 100% rewatch Akira.
I actually had someone recommend Domu to me, which is it's Otomo's manga before Akira. It never had a movie or TV adaptation, but they talked about it. But it seems cool. It's like a kid in a haunted building or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's apparently very influential to those who know. Yeah, but Akira rules. It's about... it's about like that family, and the mom has like early onset Alzheimer's and is like trying to grapple with her own disintegrating psyche and stuff. And it's Julianne Moore's in it. Is that Akira?
I don't know what you're talking
Oh, that's
about.
Still Alice. I'm thinking of Still Alice from a few years ago.
Why'd you pick that movie out of all movies?
I just quickly was like, what's a movie?
What a formidable actress Julianne Moore is.
Julianne Moore, a real treasure. Thank God she's American. You know what I mean?
Terrific.
So many actors, you're like, they're so good. And then you watch them in an interview and you're like, oh, fuck, are they going to be British or Australian or Swedish?
Yeah.
Today, while I was walking home from the coffee shop, someone came up to me and said, hey, are you Korean? And I said, no. And they said, hey, are you Chinese? And I said, a quarter. And then I said, what are you? And he said, oh, I'm fully American. And I said, okay, bye.
What the fuck?
Why did they?
Was this a white person?
No, it was a black person. With like an anime shirt, I'm pretty sure.
What did he want?
Was this like a young...
I should have told him about our podcast.
Was this... No, I'm glad you didn't, actually. Was this like a young person?
It was a pretty young person.
Okay. That's like a really weird thing to do.
Was he with friends? Yeah. Like, was it a bet thing?
No, he was totally alone.
Okay. Because if he was with friends, like maybe someone dared him to do it, or maybe he was like, guys, I can always tell what kind of Asian
somebody
is.
Yeah, I think you might be in a YouTube video.
Yeah, maybe it could be a YouTube video. Yeah.
That's really weird.
They have those Zoom lenses for YouTube videos now. Somebody was shooting me from far away.
No, you never know. I mean, I've seen stuff with a phone. There's a video that's like not zoomed in at all, and it's a guy farting on someone's dog, and it's really funny. It's like kind of mean, but I don't think the dog cares. That reminds me of that Ian Edwards joke. He's a comedian originally from Jamaica. I don't know. Tell me how you like this joke, Miles. But he said he watched two women, and one went up to the other one and said, hey, are you Korean? And she said, no, I'm Filipina. And I said, oh shit, they don't know either.
What?
He's just saying like they can't tell like
who's
from what country
either.
Okay. He's like, I'll just go back to calling everyone Chinese.
Mm. No, but it was interesting because I'm like, is Korean now the default? Because Korea's like so on top culturally.
Yeah, they really have come back. I don't know. They've gotten huge in our pop culture zeitgeist.
Well, in the area, because I think like some areas they have more of, you know, like in, I think our area has more Koreans than other like people of Asian descent.
But
right?
Miles is not in our area anymore.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask Miles, like, what's the immigrant demographics there? Like, is it a lot of Koreans, or like if you meet an Asian person, like what's the likelihood that they're
There's
Korean
just not
versus
that many Asian people.
Okay. So probably it's a dice roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Such a weird thing to ask. But I forget what I was going to say. But yeah, when you said someone asked you if you're Korean, I was like, please tell me that was a Korean person asking you that. That's crazy.
I have been asked that by Korean people.
Really?
Yeah. And I go, no. And then they go, okay, bye.
Yeah, all right, fine. I'm disappointed as hell. After Akira, we watched Zom 100 Bucket List of the Dead.
I remember that one because the title is very descriptive.
Yes, it's another one where you know exactly what's up.
It was fun.
I think I might. I would keep watching it if it continues to have like office humor, workplace shenanigan humor. Like, just like, oh man, my job sucks. Like, this sucks, but my job, I'm glad I'm not working anymore.
Yeah, I think I would keep watching. I was interested in that survivalist chick and how he's going to end up getting her on his side or vice versa.
Yeah.
I'd like to see like a seinen approach to survivalism too, maybe, but it's a comedy.
I do like the seinen genre.
It made a lot of people's best of 2023 from the brief look into it I did. After that, we watched the remake of Urusei Yatsura. Miles did not, I don't think.
No. This might have been my COVID era.
Yeah, I think it was your COVID era. It was like a, it's like a, or you were traveling maybe. It's like a zany 80s anime, but it's a remake, and it's this girl, this alien girl.
Oh, yes.
Who has horns, falls in love with this
yes.
high school boy.
And yes.
he like doesn't like her, but doesn't want her to leave, and it's very silly and horny.
I guess I would put this under, I would watch this for the podcast.
Okay. I liked it. And yeah, we had on Koki who plays that little shit character. What was his name? It's something short. It's like Ren or something. I don't remember. Anyway, after that, we watched 3 episodes of Nichijou. Nichijou. Anybody?
Don't remember.
Miles making a face. Oh, you guys don't remember. It's Japanese. It's another, it's like even sillier, but in some ways drier about it. It's a comedy where it's about like middle school girls. And the scenes that we saw, I think even before watching the anime, or at least Jackie and I watched, are where like that girl draws, I think it comes up in the episodes we watched. She draws her own like fictional, like yaoi manga and is like deathly afraid that people are going to see it. Like she accidentally turns it in as part of her homework.
That one kind of feels like a 4-panel Azumanga
it
situation.
It is a 4-panel.
Okay.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, that one was fun.
They have that little short where one of them accidentally like drops the hot dog and then it like bounces off people's hair.
Yeah.
Bounces off a locker.
It was like a little weirdo anime.
It was weird.
I would watch more of that.
I would watch more of that too. I thought it was fun. Miles, do you remember this at all still? Still no?
I think this was still in my COVID era.
You got to shape up.
Yeah, seriously.
After that, we watched Bakano, the train heist one with tons of characters from different countries.
Oh, man.
It's too confusing.
I'll watch it when like someone adapts it to be a live-action American-ass movie.
Yeah, like a Guy Ritchie thing that's like dumbed down for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we'll
someone
watch.
Saying in it a bunch.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we watched Mary and the Witch's Flower.
It's okay. I think I liked it because I like witches.
It was a movie, though.
I
remember it.
Very pretty. I think we saw that it felt like a Miyazaki that wasn't quite
right,
as good as Miyazaki.
Right.
But it was gorgeous and it was based on a children's book.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was all right. Then we watched...
Memorable.
Horimiya. We watched some episodes. Miles finished Horimiya.
Which one is
that? Yeah, during my COVID era.
Horimiya is it's another rom-com, but it's got an element, it's got elements that Miles appreciated about it's got elements that Miles appreciated that other romantic anime don't do.
Okay, can you tell me anything about it besides
I don't know that I
There's
can.
There's one like punk rock guy who has a lot of like piercings and tattoos, and one like
oh yeah, he's secretly
really popular, but is like a homebody.
Okay,
right,
okay.
He's secretly alt, and they hang out a lot, and they cook.
That was good. Yeah,
and that was pretty good.
I liked what we saw. I would watch more of it, I guess. Did you like it, Miles? You said you finished it.
I really liked it.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, I heard like season 2 or the back half of season 1, it just covers a lot of small characters, right? That you don't give a shit about.
Yes, that is my criticism of it.
Yeah.
But I still liked it.
Next, we watched, I don't remember if this was a movie, or we watched episodes of Dirty Pair.
Yeah.
It was not a movie. It was episodes.
Okay. You guys remember it?
Vaguely. Because
yeah.
I remember thinking that Dirty Pair was referring to tits.
Right, and I thought it was underwear. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, it was an 80s show, I think. And they're like operatives for some org, but they have a bad reputation because they screw things up or they achieve things by accidentally like doing them, and they dress kind of slutty.
I think it was a little too silly for me. I don't really remember.
I liked it. I like 80s shit.
It was fun.
We watched eventually like 9 episodes of GTO. Remember Great Teacher Onizuka?
Yes.
Yes. That was fun.
Also fun, old school. I don't know if I'd keep watching, though.
I guess I would for the pod if we did.
I would keep watching it. I really love the kid tries to kill himself again, and the teacher's like, God damn it, I told you never to kill yourself while the vice principal's car is exploding. It's very funny.
It is. It was some real laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, for the pod, we watched 3 episodes of Another, and Jackie and I finished it.
Oh yeah.
And it was pretty good.
I liked it.
I don't.
It was scary. That
all.
Was a scary
you
one.
You don't remember it even like a few episodes ago. I mentioned it, and you didn't remember it then, Miles. I guess
no.
The first 3 episodes just don't leave
Talk
you.
What it's about.
Talk what it's about.
I think it made me. I remember it now. I think it made me sleepy.
It's a horror show where there's like one kid in the class that seemingly only the main character can see, and you don't know if it's
yes.
a ghost or not. And,
it's like a spooky
yeah.
ghost story with like high school kids, kind
spooky
of.
Spooky ghost baby.
And people die. I don't know if you see that in the first 3 episodes.
You do not see that in the first 3 episodes.
Oh, there's
a little bit of snoozer in my opinion.
There's a lot of death, Miles.
It
gets
up.
Yeah, because people die.
Okay.
After that, we watched the anthology film Memories.
Memories.
Yes, the anthology.
Yes.
That was a Satoshi Kon? No, who
the
was it?
The first chunk is Satoshi Kon.
Okay.
That's where the one
yeah.
where it's
yeah, the good one.
Magnetic Rose.
Yeah.
The good. Yeah, I remember liking them in the order that they appeared.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like Stink Bomb, where he is just releasing deadly
yes.
gases while sweating. And then the third one, yeah, it was like, okay, this is an interesting visual style.
That wasn't
but
finished.
Very heavy-handed commentary,
yeah.
and it just ends.
Yeah.
We're getting into autumn now. This is like November.
Oh, yeah, Another was for October, definitely.
Okay.
Also, Katsuhiro Otomo, who did Akira and did Memories, the anthology, he did other anthology films. I would watch more of those, personally.
Mm.
After that, we watched Soul Eater.
I don't remember.
Me neither.
Miles also looks
Sorry,
puzzled.
Soul Eater
is like a 2000s era, like, it feels a little Invader Zim-y to me. It's like a little bit for kids. It's kind of silly. And it's about, you have to...
I remember this.
Get like
okay.
199 yes. kills and then also kill a witch.
Yeah, the first 3 episodes yeah. show kind of 3 different people, how like they got close to completing the...
Well, it's like 3 different pairs of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one's a triplet, I think.
Yeah, and one of them is a weapon and one of them is
a weapon user, yeah.
Yeah. I would
This also made me sleep.
Not
I was tired this year.
Even though I liked the thing in episode 2 or 3 where it's like the two guns are using each other. And then I was like, wait, why do they need a user? These weapons can just fucking use
yeah.
themselves. Liberate yourselves. An interesting concept, but it was a little too silly and IMO.
Mm-hmm.
And the art style, while like cool for its own thing, I don't know. I prefer something else. We watched after that Saga of Tanya the Evil.
Another isekai.
Jackie didn't know.
Oh, I didn't like it. Well, not that I didn't like it. I don't think I would keep watching it. I would not keep watching
it. Miles said he would keep watching it, but didn't do that.
I didn't do that. Yeah, I lied. So I guess that's your answer right there.
Damn. Well, in part, it's also because the next week we watched Pluto.
Yeah, that one's just too good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pluto's
That one
cool.
I finished.
We didn't finish it yet, but
we
should.
Didn't finish it. We watched some more of it. We watched like 4 episodes total, maybe?
We should probably just cover more of it on the pod, I think.
So this is the thing. But, is we got that feedback from people that we should finish more anime. And this is the thing is that we make money by watching your shows, and we don't want people to have to keep giving us $15 to watch their shows. I mean, sometimes that's the only way to get us to finish a show, and... We're very thankful to those of you who have done that for things like Galactic Heroes and Devilman Crybaby and GTO, maybe, I think.
GTO is a bunch, yeah.
I think that was a multi-pledge.
We didn't finish it.
So we're grateful to those people, but otherwise it's like, I don't know. I think it's cool to, I do also like knowing what people are talking about. Like when something is in the zeitgeist, I do like kind of poking it. But yeah, it becomes a thing where it's like, how much anime are we really going to have time to watch? You know, or how much do we want to watch versus other stuff that we're already interested in. So yeah, when we don't have pledges, maybe, yeah, we should just go back and continue shows.
Great idea, Mark.
I mean, now I'm going to feel bad for the people who pledged multiple times for us to like finish a show, but I mean,
that's,
I guess
it buys you a guarantee.
That's true. I guess it's always on us to decide if we like a show or not. So
yeah. Otherwise, you have to trust our taste, which is... Ooh.
Yeah, maybe we should watch terrible shows so people pledge again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's watch some garbage. Anyway, we're still not done with the year because then we watched the first 3 episodes of Bocchi the Rock, Do you guys remember that show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would keep watching it.
And then we watched Tokyo Godfathers to end the year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
I would watch more Satoshi Kon because I still haven't seen Millennium Actress and I don't remember Paprika very well.
Yeah, I guess I would watch more Satoshi Kon. And
was
we watched
Paranoia
more
Agent this year?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we watched more Bocchi recently.
Mm-hmm.
That is one that I wouldn't watch on my own, but I would watch for this pod, I guess.
That's right, baby.
I think it's cute.
Yeah, so that's 29 anime. It seems like winners for us were in some ways Blue Lock, because Jackie and I watched a bunch of it, but Pluto, I think, is maybe one we all liked a lot. Horimiya.
Liked Pluto.
We enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Pluto is best of last year, I think.
Probably. Akira, but we've all seen Akira.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all liked Yuri on Ice. JoJo's is pretty good.
Yep.
It was pretty good. It wasn't the best JoJo season.
Yeah, I think it was good. I didn't think it was bad. Yeah, and I personally definitely want to go back and watch Blood Blockade Battlefront and Trigun, because it turns out I like Yasuhiro Naito and his brain. Anyway, that was 2023. Here's to 2024, and hopefully we'll be wrong, and there will be more JoJo soon.
Do you guys think this is an unrelated idea? So that we know more ahead of time what we're going to watch, should we like rotate nominating a show to watch?
Mm.
Or do we like having the discussion throughout the week?
Well, we don't really have the discussion throughout the week. What we do is on Thursday or Friday go, oh shit, we don't know what we're watching.
Yeah.
We could decide just at the end of recording, we could just say, let's watch more of whatever.
Okay.
But then we also have to drop it if we get like a late pledge, but that's fine.
Okay.
But we don't have to drop it if we announce that we're going to watch it, you know?
Say again?
If we announce that we're going to watch it.
Yeah, we're gonna... if somebody pledges, we could do it the weekend
after.
Yeah,
that's true. Mm-hmm. We could just postpone it. Unless they pledge more money, you know, they pay us more, we'll drop it. We'll issue a correction tweet.
That's what we need. We need an additional tier that's like, jump me to the front of the line. You need
or
to watch
don't
this
watch
now.
The show.
And there's another tier above that where you can cancel the people who did that.
Yeah.
You could cancel them. Like, they get kicked off social media.
Uh-huh. We tell their bosses.
Yeah. We out them as dickheads.
As weeps.
We make up stuff. We just, yeah, as weeps. Yeah. This motherfucker watches anime. Look at him.
Now finally, we can talk about this show.
That was to pad because I was like, oh, we're continuing a show. We won't have as much to say in the setup and analysis, but that took a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. It took almost an hour.
Yeah. But we're now going to talk about Bocchi the Rock episodes 4 through 6.
It was pretty good. See you guys next week.
It was pretty good. Well, we usually do more than an hour anyway. I won't read stupid notes like, hey, I noticed the title is all in hiragana.
I don't remember what any of their names are, so I identify them by the color of their hair now.
Okay,
it's very helpful.
The blue one is Ryo.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's the one I like the best.
Me too.
And she's the gayest one?
Yes.
I like Bocchi. Oh, they definitely like tried to confirm that she's gayer in this mm-hmm. run of episodes.
Mm.
And then I don't remember Yellow and Red. I don't remember their names. Yeah, you're right. I should probably look it up. But this is why they do the color hair, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to remember their names, just the colors. Remember people by the color of their skin. I mean, their hair.
Miles? Miles, are you just going to go up to people now on the street and ask them
what their hair color is?
No, just ask them, hey, are you Irish? I don't know. What ethnicity should you start with for North Carolina if you see a white person?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't think... a lot of them probably don't even know. They're like, I'm American, goddammit.
Yeah.
But I think you should start with Ireland.
Everyone's like ethnic in New Jersey. You know, they're like, I'm Italian.
And that's it. That's the whole list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably some, I don't know what happened to the initial like English settlers of New Jersey. Where did they go?
I think they just have regular white people down here.
It's crazy. For shame. got to be annoying and be like, I'm Irish, so blah, blah, blah.
People who fought in the Civil War on either side.
When did you guys realize that every culture is just like, I love drinking?
That's not necessarily every culture, but a lot of people. Yeah.
So many people are like, "Well, I'm German, like, so I like drinking."
Yeah,
And people are like, "Well, I'm Greek, so I drink a lot."
Mm-hmm.
And they all say that.
But then, like the types of the typical drink is different for each culture. You know,
I guess
there's like the vodka for the Russians, and there's I don't know, what's the Irish thing? Is it dark beer? Is it
few stouts like Guinness?
Mm-hmm.
But also,
is there a type of, is there like a whiskey situation?
There's Bailey's. But I don't know.
I just mean like a type of, I don't mean like brand names. I mean like a type
of. It's mostly beer, I think.
For people in the Caribbean, it's rum. For Mexicans, it's tequila, right?
Yep.
For like the Japanese, I guess it's sake. Soju for
soju
Koreans.
Yeah. All sorts of stuff. Anyway, I don't know why I said all that. So what's the general gist of episode 4, Jackie? Which one is that?
That's the one where Bochy needs to write some lyrics. Yeah, she needs to write some lyrics. So in the beginning, so this is just a comment that I want to say on this podcast. The one with the red hair, she's going to be the voice, but she's also taking guitar lessons from Bochy. And she's worried that she's not going to be able to both sing and play guitar because, you know, she's like, she'll be focused on trying to get the guitar right, that like, oh, maybe I won't be able to sing correctly. And she ends up suggesting Bochy sing with her, but I thought she was going to suggest that they like Milli Vanilli it, but
nah.
Like in reverse where she pretends to play the guitar while she sings, and the person who is actually playing the guitar is Bochy in the background, which I think would be a perfect solution for Bochy because she has that anxiety. She doesn't want to be on stage in front of people. She can just play in the background, you know?
Mm.
So, but then the show would be over.
Yeah, that's all the problems would be solved.
Yeah. She'd be like,
nothing would come of that.
Yeah. Bochy is reminded that she has to write their lyrics. But she can't really think of anything to write. And she just has a really hard time.
And she ends up writing a very generic.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Well, I don't want to go through every single.
Well, they take professional photos. That's the other important thing that happens before. Okay. So let me do my thing, Mark.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if anyone, I don't have anything to say about the professional photos, but this is the episode where that happens. They take a cute photo in front of like this wall that has like a tree on it, and they're like all jumping, and it's really cute because it kind of all shows their personality.
It made me think, I hope they make it. I like this group.
Would have liked it if Bochy didn't jump, if she felt too nervous about it. And it also made me think that more band photos should feature people or all of them, like some band members or all band members facing away from the camera.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Okay.
If there's like you don't know what the drummer looks like unless you go to the show.
One of the pictures that they did is they were all trying to imitate Rio's, the face that, was it Rio? The face that Rio makes? Mm-hmm.
I think so.
And that was kind of funny because they were all just very like serious, like looking dead at the camera or whatever. Anyway, so that is when she meets up with Rio in a cafe and she shows her lyrics to her. And like they show up on the screen. We paused it to read it. It's like, I immediately was like, this is Hannah Montana. Like, this is like,
yeah, that's what you called it. Yeah.
Which, I like, so I'm not making fun of it because like, you know, you can very easily be like, oh wait, Jackie, how do you know what Hannah Montana, songs are like? And let me tell you, there's one album that I really like and I know a lot of the lyrics to the songs, and it's all just like songs for 13-year-old girls that I listened to when I was in college or something, much older, but it's very encouraging. It's very just like, you know, nobody's perfect and you just got to keep trying.
It's
and
like very, yeah, it's very generic.
Life's
in the
what you
sense
make it.
Of, hey, you know how you don't think you can make your dreams come true? You can keep pushing.
Yeah. Which is a Hannah Montana lyric. It is.
Oh.
Like, sometimes you feel like things just aren't going your way. Just try again.
Like, but it's not about make your dreams come true.
There's a song about that. There's it's Hannah Montana. Anyway, they could be that kind of band and be successful with like 7-year-olds or whatever. Yeah, I said 13-year-olds before. It's like no, 13-year-olds are too cool for that. It's it's like 7-8-year-olds. Anyway, Rio is like, do you think this is, are you proud of this? She's like, you know, write something. She's like, it's better for you to write something honest instead of like trying to come up with something generic that you think everyone is just going to please everyone or like the most amount of people.
Abandoning your uniqueness is equivalent to dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gives her a very, it's funny because I liked and found relatable Bochy's fear of being seen as generic or people just being like, your lyrics are bad. And she's just really afraid of what people are going to think. And I'm glad that it wasn't as simple as she wrote something she thought sucked and everyone loved it. I'm glad that she tried to play it safe and someone called her out.
Yeah. Oh, well, another thing that she's like, oh, but I forget what the girl with the red hair's name is, but like that girl's going to sing it. And she, and like, you know, I can't write something depressing if like this really cheery girl, like it doesn't match her personality. And Dio is like, wouldn't it be funny if a normie sings it? And I thought that was funny.
Yes, that is funny. That is funny, I decided.
Mark.
Arbiter of humor.
Yeah, after every...
Thank you, Mark. I will laugh now. Ha 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 ha.
Perfect.
I also liked when they walked into the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Bochy said, are you winning, diners? And I didn't know if that was like... exactly translated, but I laughed and laughed.
So
I don't get it.
I've had to look it up, and I'm looking it up a lot, but it's the English translation. The English translators basically were like, this isn't going to work because it's too Japanese of a thing to explain. And so they basically just said, she's trying to do something like in a casual like way, like what's something everyone will get that like makes me. And so she just kind of does a meme from the internet, which is the, are you winning, son? Meme format where it's, I don't even remember what the original is, but it's just like a stick figure drawing of someone's dad coming in saying, are you winning, son? And then the meme is, what is the son doing? What game is he playing? It's like he's playing some like really horny hentai game or something, or he's very not winning. I forget the original, but that's the template. It's just, are you winning, son? But this is apparently, it's that there's like an old sort of joke. It's become like a trope in Japanese.
The Japanese version
is. The actual thing she says is, she says a phrase that's, hey, taisho yateru, which kind of means like, hey, owner, you guys open? You guys giving food? You guys making food? Mm-hmm. And it's like supposed to be this trope of like a familiar local kind of like lifting up the half curtain, which is like common in certain eateries, and being
that's
like,
funny too,
being like, oh, I don't know, are you guys open? Like they're not open or they're about to close or something, and you're just like, oh, hey, just want to pop in.
The thing the translators chose is so much more absurd though.
yeah
And it's weird that she uses it while entering a coffee shop. This is from, I'm getting this from something called Tumbex, and it's some kind of Tumblr aggregate, so ignore that credit. This is from someone's Tumblr, passerby JP Kukonyan. What did I just say all that stuff for?
Is that the name of the Tumblr?
Yes.
Okay.
This is, I think it's from the Tumblr of JP Kukonyan.
That's if they're the original source and didn't steal it from somewhere else.
So they just basically decided like, yeah, let's do something that's like funny and out of place for her to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because she just thinks of like, what's something I can do that'll seem cool or casual or fun, but it is ill-fitting.
Okay. And then at the end of that meeting, Ryo is like, can you treat me? And Bochy is like, but you invited me. And Ryo's like, yeah, but I'm broke, so.
Yeah, and she alludes to the fact that she's still eating weeds because she bought.
Yeah.
She like bought a bass off someone, I think. Was it that the Kita, the red hair girl, accidentally bought a 5-string bass or something?
Yeah.
Or a 6-string bass even, which is ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah, but and Joe is like, well, I just really wanted to eat here, so Anyway, yeah, so she writes some lyrics. Oh, no, right. Yeah, she writes some lyrics, and that's their lyrics, and she presents it to her band, and Video, I think, is like, somebody is like, it might not connect with a lot of people, but for those it does, it'll hit deeply. So, that's nice.
Sometimes that's a good way to go.
And then episode 5. Do you want me to tell you about episode 5?
Let me check my notes to see if I'm done talking about 4. Oh, I wrote LOL that ending. I don't know what the ending was. So, not a great note, Mark.
This girl needs therapy.
Which one?
That girl needs therapy.
Bochy.
Why?
Yeah. She's not okay. She's too anxious to be in society.
But who needs medication when you just force yourself to do things and make friends?
True.
Yeah, especially if people end up worshiping you because you're like a guitar god, you don't need therapy. Just get a skill.
Learn to code.
This is where they talk about they talk about how they're going to need to make even more money to cover concert quotas.
So
my first note is about that they talk about getting jobs at the beach or something, and she freaks out.
They got their paychecks, but their money is all going to band tickets and stuff. Yeah, something about like, oh, they're going to have to work at the beach. This is the episode where the sister tells them, like, oh, no, you're not guaranteed a spot. Like, you need to audition again, basically. So they work really hard to audition again. And there's some funny things that happen along the way. Yeah, so the sister's not going to guarantee them a spot in at like the concert situation, like a performance. And we find out that really the sister, like, she was really doing it to kind of push them to be better. So it's kind of like a tough love thing, which I think is sweet.
Yeah, and she did feel like their performance wasn't that good.
She was being honest. She was basically like, I'm not going to just like let you guys get, you know, like have the easy route because my sister, you know, you're my sister's in the band or whatever. So yeah, at one point they all wear wigs that are like mop tops, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, and when they take a photo, they say kinoko, which just means mushroom. So I guess the name for that haircut in Japanese has to do with mushroom.
Yeah.
Mushroom cut. I remember that from third grade.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. One of them, they're saying something about like, oh, yeah, we need to do blah, 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 and have dalliances with women.
Dalliances with women. I don't know what a dalliance is. Do you, Miles?
To me, I think like you're like just frolicking and like, I don't know. You're going bar hopping or something, but and you're like frolicking while doing it.
I think there's a more like sexy implication when you say dalliance.
Google said a casual romantic or sexual relationship.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But it's cash.
Mm. It's cash, yeah.
Bochy,
you're not
in
love.
Maybe I'm thinking of dilly dally.
Yeah.
Which sounds silly.
It is stupid.
And I think Bochy is the one who's like, I don't think any woman will want to dally with me.
Have confidence, Bochy. Yeah. They love your pink tracksuit.
I love Bochy's. I have my two style icons from the show, Bochy and Rio. I would dress like either of them. I think it would be easier to dress like Bochy.
Oh, yeah.
Bochy to me looks boring with that tracksuit.
Pink sweatsuit.
Yeah, but I like her commitment to just being a schlub, you know? Yeah. Like, at this point in my life, I could go one of two ways. I could commit to, like, going back to a person who tries to dress well, or I could just give in and wear tracksuits for the rest of my life.
Hmm. Yeah, both are appealing.
Yeah.
Anyway, they audition and they pass.
Oh, my note is when they're first told, no, you can't, like, I'm not putting you up, and then Bochy's the last one, and the old sister tells her, like, tell them they can do it, blah, blah, blah. Bochy then, like, runs to catch them. And the way they animate her, like, blue and out of breath is so, like, unsettling. She looks so weird when she walks up to them. I think that in these episodes, we really see Bochy's anxiety done in, like, so many interesting ways. Like, I think in 6, features of her face fall off. Like, they're just glued on. She turns glitchy and stuff at one point.
And the... the performance itself is really well animated. So it, like, a lot of range shown by this studio.
Yeah. So they pass. Bochy pukes. The sister wants to tell her something encouraging. So she just says, so she's like staring at her, and Bochy's like, oh my God, like she's staring at me. Like,
this is funny.
This is like, she thinks it's a bad thing. And the sister just says to her, like, I see you. Okay. And Bochy just takes it like it's a bad thing, which, like, how are you supposed to take that? What does that mean? Like, she's supposed to see, like, I recognize that you're good or something, but, like, I don't know. She just takes it. It is scary. I see you. Like, oh, okay. It's kind of like I'm watching
you. The sister is bad at communicating in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She, when she tells
sister
them that
they pass. Sister can't
communicate. Yeah.
And then the way it ends is they got their spot and they have to sell 5 tickets each. And then episode 6 starts.
Did you like in 5 when Bochy is vomiting? Just the shots of dams.
Yeah. And they have a little.
Oh, yeah.
They have a little
good
subtitle to tell you what dam it is and what prefecture it's in.
Oh, that's good. It's nice. That's good.
But then halfway through, I was like, wait, is she pissing? I don't know why, but just seeing the dam, I was like, I think a piss. But she was puking.
No,
yeah,
she's not pissing, man.
Time
why did you think she was
piss?
Pissing?
What kind of pissing do you do? It's just a fucking fire hose piss.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what the kind of pissing I do.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I can see why you thought it was piss, actually.
Yeah.
So episode 6, she's like trying to figure out how many people she can invite. Bochy is, Liz is giving her anxiety, which I get. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, that would also be like, oh my God, who do I get to come see me?
She keeps listing over and over. She goes, father, mother, sister, dog.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when Trump, what is the Trump thing he did? Where he's like, woman, man, camera, something else.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Stupid.
But yeah, so that would be 4 out of 5. The dad, mom, sister, and dog. But then, so that's 4 out of 5. Oh, you only need one more. But it turns out, obviously the dog can't go. And the sister is 5 years old. So
she can't go either. Come on.
And let's see.
The mom is like, should I ask some of my friends? But she's like, no, I have tons of friends.
Yeah, the mom would have been the way to go. But then her sister was like, yeah, because Bochy doesn't have any friends. And then Bochy was like, just to like not, you know, deal with her sister's mean comment, is just like, no, I have plenty of friends. I'll go invite my friends. Which really what she should have done is tell the mom to invite friends, and she's also going to get more friends because the more people that show up, the more money they get, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like you do the you have the 5, they each have 5 minimum, but then anything in addition to that they get the profits of.
People can buy at the door.
So yeah, invite your friends, mom.
Yeah, but what if they get it to capacity? You don't want fake, you know? You don't want mom's friends taking up space from people that might actually want to be there.
True. But I think that builds the hype then. If you like want to see a band, but it's sold out. They're too hot.
And then the next time they have tickets to sell, they'll sell faster too.
Mm-hmm.
If word gets out that they performed well, I guess. Let's see. What else happens? She's like, she's having a hard time. I don't even know what she tries before she runs into like this woman who collapses in front of her and she's like super drunk. But before that, I think she hears from all of her bandmates that they've already sold their tickets. And she was trying something. I don't know what, though.
I think it was just Kita who sold everything, I think.
No, they all did. They all did. Yeah, they all did. But I don't remember what Bochy, I think Bochy was trying something, but I don't remember what she was doing before then. But then I never caught this woman's name.
Well, I don't think we ever hear it, but
she's an alcoholic. I call her Alki in my notes.
Oh my God. Her name is Kikuri Hiroi. Her name is Kikuri. And the voice
she's
actress...
drinking? Oh, go ahead.
The voice actress is Sayaka Senbongi, and she was Trish in JoJo Part 5.
Oh.
Oh, hell yeah.
And she's cute. She's a cutie pie.
The voice actress or this character?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm looking at her.
Okay.
Yeah. The character's cute, too. In fact, the character's cuter because she's a cartoon.
Hell yeah, brother. She's drinking booze from a juice box.
Yeah, it's sake. I think it says on it that it's sake from a juice box.
That's good.
Yeah, I haven't decided if that's gross or like I want it.
I'm looking.
I think
it up
I want it actually.
It's a real thing. Oni Koroshi.
She collapses in front of her and she's just like, water, and then she's like, and hangover medicine.
And then she's like, and also miso soup.
And miso soup with clams. And then she says like a bed with fresh linen or something.
Yeah, it's something.
And Bocchi gets her all of that except the bed.
Sorry, these juice boxes.
Okay.
They're 7 ounces of sake, Miles.
Oh my gosh. And you just drink them out of a juice box?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but she says that they were the cheap stuff.
But I'm reading that this website, I don't know what Bonnie Bray liquor is, if anyone happens to know. Okay, they're in Denver. It says they're $4. So like this is an import into Colorado, $4 for, I don't know the alcohol by volume for this stuff, but.
It's a rice wine, so.
Similar, that means nothing
similar,
to me.
Similar to wine, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
You can't afford not to buy it.
I would say similar, maybe. My guess is similar to a white wine.
I don't drink
wine.
Alcohol, but I would drink these for the podcast. If you guys want to drink
really?
Sake out of a... I'd take one sip.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
I find sake sweet.
And then I would play bass. But way worse than this lady. By the way, it is funny. For people who aren't watching the show but listening, I don't know, or don't know a fucking thing about music, it is very funny to see them audition and like barely pass when the songs they play are like pretty complicated and really well done. It's like they sound really way too good for who they're supposed to be.
Mm. Yeah, it just sounds like a professional recording at the audition.
Yes. And yeah, the guitar part is pretty, it gets pretty showcasey, showboaty.
Mm. I just thought it was good, but like I'm not going to tell really that much of a difference between something good or something not as good. Anyway, so this girl just keeps drinking, even though she was like super hungover.
13% alcohol by volume on this sake.
Wow.
Whew. That's tasty.
She at one point, the alcoholic is like talking to a statue at one point. She mentions that she's in a band, and but she's like, oh, I've never talked to a grown up rocker before. And I don't know how this lady figures out that Bocchi is in a band too, but
she's got a guitar.
She explains it.
Oh, she has her guitar on her.
Well, yeah, but she explains it to her. There's a moment where they just put in like a text at the bottom that says explaining everything to her.
That's later though, because at first she lies and she says that she was about to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Yeah, then she says, sorry, I just made everything up.
Yeah.
She made all that up.
She made this whole big thing about like how she was just about to, oh, yeah, I don't really know how to play guitar. I just, you know, this is my first day. I'm actually going to return it. And the woman is like, oh, I can give you lessons. Like, don't quit. And she says something like really nice about like, hey, like just like a nice wise, like, you know, don't give up. Like, just, you know, you never know, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, okay, I lied. Like, and then she explains everything. And it turns out that this alcoholic is a bassist. She left her bass at the club.
It checks out.
Why? Are bassists alcoholics?
I don't know, but they're underappreciated, you know? No one sees the bassist.
Bocchi like doesn't show up for practice because we see that they're all waiting for her.
Yeah, she just blows it off and they're way too nice about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they do know that she has like an anxiety issue, but they're like, oh, but what's, you know, like we put a lot of pressure on her and she's probably worried about selling the tickets, blah, blah, blah.
They need to raise their expectations. Like that's the only way she's going to learn to be in the world.
Well, they're not really treating this like it's a job for them or anything like they're not taking it too seriously. Like I think that they're just, it's almost like it's a club, like they're trying to have fun, you know, and I think that's the priority. Have fun and like support each other and be friends and stuff. They're not like.
But they do want to make it. At least two of them want to be superstars.
True.
I guess. I mean, I agree that they shouldn't have let her off so easy.
Yes. I think that's something to maybe come to expect if you're working with a great talent, though, that sometimes really talented people are like drunks or no shows or like flighty. But if you're just starting out and, you know, you should expect people to show up on time.
Yeah, or at least have an explanation, something like.
And until they know that they're a star and a talent and everyone's coming to see them, they shouldn't be able to throw their weight around and just blow off practice.
Well, she's not even that good.
Let's kick her out.
As far as they know.
She's great.
I mean, she is good, but they don't know it. Like, they think that she sucks because she doesn't know how to play with a band.
They still don't know that she's the Guitar Hero YouTube star.
Yeah, I want that to come back.
That's like what I'm mainly waiting on from this show. That's my like, when is that going to happen?
Yeah, and like, it hasn't come up again. So yeah, basically this lady, Alki, is like, let's put on a, she hears about the selling tickets thing and she's like, man, like, I remember those days. Like, that's really hard. Let's put on a street performance. And she kind of just does it. And Bocchi is like along for the ride. Bocchi just has a hard time saying no. But she does it, which like surprised me.
Yeah.
And yeah, so she plays a little street concert and she starts out like with her eyes closed. She realizes, okay, there's not that many people standing there and watching. And the people that are standing there and watching are like rooting for her. Like, they chose to stop and watch. They're not like, you know, with their hands or with their arms folded, like, you know, entertain me, you know?
Yeah. When people go to see something, they want it to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what Kikuri points out to her. She's like, the audience is not your enemy.
And also, like, most people that are just, like, walking on the street are going to be nice people. Like, the people that are, like, depending on where you are, the people that are going to be assholes are, like, I don't know. Maybe if they were, like, outside of a bar where people were drunk coming out and they were all music snobs or something, and then maybe you have something to worry about. But, like, I don't know.
But if you're good, you're going to have enough people that stop and watch and just like it. They're going to drown out. You know, anyone who heckles probably is going to say it quietly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Bocchi is playing her song and the other woman is just like ad-libbing, like really good, which is cool. Yeah, and the audience tells her words of encouragement. She plays better after opening her eyes. And she feels good that she sees like the audience is smiling and stuff. And two people, like two friends that were watching, end up buying tickets.
Yeah.
So that's like, so now, now it's like her parents, those two girls, and then the Alki also buys the last ticket so that she is able to sell her five. Then the cops tell them that they can't play there.
Yeah, which is exciting. Alki. It's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And Alki has to borrow some money because she gave her money for the ticket, but then she didn't have enough money for the train home.
and Bocchi remarks, this feels familiar.
Yeah.
Because she's constantly having to give money back to people. By the way, go ahead, Miles.
Did we talk about Bocchi's flash forward where she imagines that she's an alcoholic in the future?
Oh, no. I don't really remember that.
It's fun because it's like, it's not super dark or super funny.
It was dark in my opinion.
It's pretty dark, but it's like realistic that it's like, she's just going to be like a loner. Her house is just like filled with trash because she doesn't leave.
Yeah.
And she just scrolls her feed.
She sees the picture of the band and she's like, that was really a high point for me.
She's like, I wonder what they're up to. And her sister, who remember was 5 when she's like 14. And her sister has kids because she mentions that her mom's talking to grandkids. So a lot of time has passed and she just has the one photo of them jumping. So that's like all they would have been. But yeah,
she
like that.
She also plastered that picture all over her walls.
Yeah, isn't that how this episode ends? And then she's like, we need to take more photos.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice anything strange about how this alcoholic woman plays the bass?
No.
Okay. Miles, I was hoping you would notice at least, but she uses a really weird pick.
Mm.
Oh, like a fan.
Right. Because there is such a thing as a bass guitar pick. It's a little bit thicker, but most of the time
it's
people
like what you'd use for, I don't know what the Japanese instrument is called.
Oh, you're
like
right.
You see, like geishas play.
Shamisen. She's using a shamisen pick, which is interestingly called a bachi.
Ooh, bachi bochi.
And it kind of looks like a mini ice scraper. But yeah. I saw her hitting the strings with that, and I was wondering what that sounds like. It might be cool. Maybe it's more percussive, you know, like you're smacking the strings.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's really comfortable. Yeah, she sounded great. She was.
Do you think the recording was someone actually using that sort of pick?
No.
Me neither.
I would put money on it that it is not.
We'll never know.
But now I want to try it. Anyway. So yeah, I thought this was a really cool episode. It did feel a little bit like, I was like, would this not be outside of her comfort zone? Wouldn't she run screaming from this event? But
she's growing, Mark.
She is growing. I like that.
But again, like, is it scarier than auditioning? Is it scarier than...
auditioning in like safety nets with bumpers on, the whole band is there.
Yeah.
And like her sister is judging you. That's not, you know, not a stranger.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's all just scary. Like,
play with this random lady. You don't even know if this lady's good.
Yeah.
Mind you. You don't have She's percussion good, to though. Follow.
It could have been a really embarrassing moment for her.
I guess the bassist is following her, so maybe it's easier to just do that. Just play the way you want to play and the other person has to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be embarrassing, but if they took the little sign down, no one would know who it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, and she goes along with it, I think, in part because it just happens so fast. Somehow, the bassist friends are able to bring amps really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that on the set list for the show that they're going to do, the first band listed, which maybe is the headliner, is called Ahoge,
mm-hmm.
which... literally, it means idiot something, but it refers to the trope in manga and anime where you have a little dumb cowlick.
Uh-huh.
And so part of your hair is sort of like a little crescent.
Mm.
So that's the name of one of the bands. I really liked, there's like a psychedelic sequence where Bochi pictures herself being all wavy and shit, but it looks like an old school computer with like a very limited color palette. That's I thought that was super sick.
This show, it's such a fun show to look at.
Yeah, I like that they mix it up so much. And I wonder if the four-panel comic is like that, too. I wonder if he or she draws it in, like, a different style all the time. Or if just the anime is going nuts.
The voice, it seems like a really fun anime to, like, the voice actress is having so much fun.
Just screeching and freaking out and stuff?
Yeah, and we're like, like those kind of noises.
Oh, yeah. That does seem fun. Yeah, I think these episodes made me like the show more, which is a good sign.
It's a good argument for continuing to watch shows.
Yeah.
Although, I think if you're a good show, you should hook us in 3 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm still not hooked.
I wonder if it's like because mangas are weekly, maybe they like don't hit their stride always in the beginning. I don't know. Maybe there's no way.
You mean
really
like Seinfeld?
This. Yeah, or Star Trek The Next Generation.
3 episodes is usually my threshold too, but if someone says like, oh, actually season 3 is better, then I'm like, okay, I'll watch the first like episode of season 3 or something and just see if I like where it goes or whatever.
Yeah, we did get Aaron, the listener and Discord server creator, suggested we continue watching Gurren Lagann, but I know that was mostly a me enjoyment. Show. I'm trying to think if we, I don't think we've done a poll or anything where we ask people to pick shows to continue, that sort of thing. But
I'm interested in what other people like. What's a show that people thought our like commentary of it was especially interesting, you know? Because I think a lot of
none.
Times people pick shows that they like for themselves, but I wonder, like, what are the shows that we're like actually potentially adding something to?
I did a lot of research.
And it's probably ones that like that would have some kind of discussion about, like, or that we might have differing opinions on, that there might be a, I don't know.
If only we remembered anything, if we remembered any of the shit we did. I did a lot of research for Akira, but.
People come for us, man. We should do whatever we want.
That's kind of true too. That's a good point. Let's just throw everything out and just
do whatever we want.
Let's cover. Let's get it worse. Let's start doing the middle 3 episodes of animes that we don't even know how they go.
No, let's
we'll just be like, what the fuck is this?
What a stupid show.
What if we...
Except Hunter x Hunter. I like those ants.
What if we, like, from an for episodes that we did last year that we didn't love, so we wouldn't actually watch the whole thing, let's just watch the last three episodes. So it's like we've seen the first three and we'll see the last three.
Oh, man. I don't know.
And then we can be like, well, I don't know how we got from there to there, but...
You know what? Call me... I would have been interested, but now I'm spoiled. So good job. There was a podcast that did that. I forget what it was, but it was like a comedian hosted one where they just would watch the first and last episode of like a classic TV show.
I like that.
And it seemed crazy. But I feel like we've done stuff close to that. And I've thought to myself, like, yeah, you can gain nothing from that. That does not really tell you anything.
Just like imagine the first episode of Breaking Bad and the last episode of Breaking Bad.
Well, I guess the one time that worked for me was Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
Because the end is like a big spoiler and like, yep, the series is over. But I was like, oh, that's so cool. That's like way more serious than the early stuff that I saw. And now I want to watch it. And I did. And it made sense because it's just different stories. Mm. Anyway, let's wrap it up because it's been time.
True. Okay, bye.
Thanks again for listening, folks. You can follow us on Twitter or X or whatever. We're at JJBpod there. We have a Discord that a listener started, and we're in there because we ain't got nothing better to do. The link to join that Discord is in the description of this episode. Feel free to let me know if you have trouble getting into that Discord server. And you can email us thoughts or recommendations. jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com is the address for that. And we have Patreon, patreon.com/JJBpod. Feel free to support us if you can. Other than that, let's say goodbye and
bye.
I guess we'll figure out what we're going to watch next.
We'll always figure it out. We always last minute figure it out.
We'll let you know on Twitter. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.